Okay, the audio's running.
YouTube is running.
We're on day 7 of our 11th special session. The time is 10:01 a.m. and it is October 27, 2021. Second speaker Revard, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Good morning to everybody. You'll bow your heads. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity to speak to you again today, Father God. I ask blessings for all of our Osage people, Father God, and special blessings for Kahika and Assistant Chief and all of our Congress and all of our boards, Father God, but most importantly for all the employees that are carrying out all of our goals and initiatives for our people, Father God. I ask that you be with those that are in mourning, Father God, our elders and our children, and anyone that may need your guidance today, Father God. I ask that you help us surrender to your will. You walk with us and guide us. And again, that you open up our eyes and our hearts, Father God, to your needs and your needs only, Father God. Just ask for that guidance and everything, all the blessings through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Force.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Second Speaker Revard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
All right, we have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the journal of October 26, 2021 as presented.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
All right, thank you. Motion and second to approve the journal for October 26, 2021 as presented. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. All right, thank you. The journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committee reports?
This is Alice.
Yes, Congresswoman Goodfox, go ahead.
Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met this morning regarding bill number ONCA 2202, an act to amend 15 ONC 18-101 and to establish Juneteenth as an official holiday of the Osage Nation in law and to remove unnecessary language and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Goodfox, Keene, and Big Horse. We also met regarding bill number ONCA 2205, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $150,000 to the executive branch of ARPA funds for the purchase and installation of natural gas generators for each of the three villages, Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pawhuska, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Goodfox, Keene, and Big Horse. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Next is reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Government Operations Committee met yesterday regarding bill number ONCA 2214, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the Harvest Land and Butcher House and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Final committee action is do not pass, voting yes, Walker, Shaw, and Rivard. Voting no, Keene and Goodfox. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 2215, an act to authorize the amount of $5,630,740 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to the executive branch for the CARES continuation projects for the Museum, Language, and Culture Departments and to establish an alternate effective date. That's the right amount. Sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Shaw, Rivard, Keene, and Goodfox.
Okay, thank you, Congressman.
More. Sorry.
It's okay. Also, we can follow up on that title.
Gotcha. I have one more committee report.
Okay.
Committee met regarding bill number ONCA 2217, act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $300,000 to the executive branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds for a CARES continuation project for the remodel of the Mid-Continent building as a COVID-compliant central receiving facility and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Final committee action is due pass, voting yes, Walker, Shaw, Rivard, Keene, and Goodfox.
Thank you, Congressman. And now we're now on first reading. Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Speaker. Second speaker, good morning, everyone listening in, members of Congress, thank you. Give me just one moment. Reading in on first reading ONCA 21-11, an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $1,110,268 and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Please do.
Thank you. Also reading in ONCA 22-12, an act to amend ONCA 21-97 to authorize IDC grants to expend additional monies in the amount of $12,722 appropriated through the fiscal year of 2022 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. And my last one, I believe there's a typo on this one. I believe read ONCA 22-13, not 21-13. So I'm reading in ONCA 22-13, an act to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $161,335 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. We're now on General Order Day 1. Second Speaker Rebord. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 22-03, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $857,819 to the executive branch and the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Okay, we're now on bills and resolutions on third reading. The first one is ONCA 2202, an act to amend 15 ONC section 18101 to establish Juneteenth as an official holiday of the Osage Nation in law and to remove unnecessary language and to establish an alternate effective date. Second Speaker Rebard is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak for or against ONCA 2202? Hearing none, second speaker, you have the floor.
Hey, thank you, Speaker. I would just like to provide a little bit of history regarding this significant holiday. On June 17th, 2021, President Biden signed into law making Juneteenth an official national holiday. Juneteenth is a holiday celebrated on the 19th of June to commemorate the emancipation of the enslaved people in the U.S. The holiday was first celebrated in Texas, where on that date in 1865, in the aftermath of the Civil War, slaves were declared free under the terms of the 1862 Emancipation Proclamation. Texas was actually the first state to make the holiday official in 1980. And the only states that have made Juneteenth an official state holiday thus far is Texas, Massachusetts, New York, Virginia, Washington, and Oregon. The state of Oklahoma is not recognizing this holiday in 2022. And because previous Congresses have already set forth in law the holidays to be observed, I wanted to add this significant national holiday as well. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Second Speaker. The question is, shall ONCA 2202 pass?
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Second Speaker Rebard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCA 2202 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2202 is advanced to enrollment. Next bill is ONCA 2205, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $150,000 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase and installation of natural gas generators for each of the three villages, Gray Horse, Hominy, and Pawhuska, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, thank you. Are there any members who would like to speak to ONCA 2205? Hearing none, Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you. This bill was in based in thought that of the comments we get a lot of times when there's an ice storm or there's a power outage due to a tornado or something is, why don't the villages open up the halls, the community buildings? And one of the reasons is if there's a power outage, there's no power at that building either. So this is because we have the new buildings, and I think we should be doing what we can to make them as useful a part of the community as possible. So it's pretty simple. I wanted connected, established natural gas generators, because if you don't have that, then you've got two issues. You either have to bring a generator to the location, and you have to make sure there's gas in the generator. So now they have natural gas generators, and so they would just be an automatic switch to get this done, and that would be the easiest thing we could do. So I would appreciate your support for this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONCA 2205 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Second Speaker Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 2205 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes. Opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and 2205 is advanced to enrollment. Motions and notices.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, go ahead.
There will be a Health and Social Services Committee meeting immediately following session until 2:30, and we will break for lunch during that meeting, and we will stay on this feed.
All right. Thank you, Congresswoman. Second Speaker Reaver.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. The Congressional Affairs Committee will meet today at 3 p.m. until 5 p.m.
All right, thank you very much.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congresswoman.
I was just, did you assign the first three pieces of legislation I read in this morning?
You missed it. No, I'm just kidding. I did not. ONCA 2211. 12 and 13 are assigned to the Government Operations Committee.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay.
We are at the end of our agenda.
Motion to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Say no. All right. Thank you. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10.
Okay. Caitlin, if it's okay, why don't we start at 10:30? Give everybody a few minutes.
Yeah, that will work. Thank you.